No one is forcing you to be a Christian, nor can anyone coerce you against your will to be a disciple of Jesus. So in reality, someone cannot make you do the things necessary to be saved or compel you to obey God's commands. The bottom line is, you must make that decision solely for yourself. Now, while it is true that the Bible teaches that those who do not obey the commandments of God should be admonished, according to 2 Thessalonians 3:14 and 15, God still always gives us free will to decide whether to obey or not. Just look at passages like Proverbs 16, verse 9, or Joshua 24, 15, and you'll see that. You have a choice in the matter. Either submit to God or don't. Now, this simple truth is one of the first things that every Christian must come to realize, and it's this. We each have a personal responsibility toward God. Our first responsibility involves responding to the gift of salvation that He offers. And quite frankly, there's nothing more important on this earth than that. You see, to make it to heaven, you must obey God's will. It's that simple. Now, all of this means that you carry the exclusive responsibility for your own soul. It's your choice to obey God and yours alone. But sadly, people often forget that simple fact. You see, the word responsibility is a big word, and not because of the number of letters, but because of what it implies to us. The Oxford Dictionary defines the word as the state or fact of being accountable. It's a moral obligation to behave correctly towards or in respect of. Now, I see a spiritual application there. Since God sent Jesus to die on the cross, paying for the debt of our sins, according to passages like Romans 5:8, then we are morally obligated to respond to what He has done for us. It implies that we have a responsibility to be faithful to God and to serve Him. And that's exactly what King Solomon realized in Ecclesiastes 12, verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Now, in addition, it implies that each of us will be held accountable for our own actions. And that's seen in passages like Revelation 20, verse 12. That is why every human being, and especially Christians, have a responsibility toward God. So, keep these points in mind as you read and consider passages like Hebrews chapter 5, verse 12 through 14. That verse teaches us a key aspect that responsibility is something we have towards God, and that is we need to grow into spiritual maturity. God desires specific characteristics to be developed and produced within our lives if we're going to be acceptable in His sight. Now, in yesterday's lesson, we compared the growth of an infant to the growth of a Christian. And the implication was that we cannot remain babes in Christ forever. In fact, no one should be baptized and added to the church, as we read in Acts 2:38 through 47, and then just remain stagnant in their faith. Instead, we must show love and gratitude toward God by making our best effort to grow into spiritually mature disciples. Therefore, a Christian's responsibility extends beyond obedience to the gospel call. One doesn't stop obeying God's commands once they've been saved, because salvation is not really complete until one gets to heaven, according to 1 Corinthians 15, verse 24. And again, it's something that you must do for yourself. It's a personal duty, and it should be the most important goal of every Christian. Every Christian bears this responsibility for themselves. Now, fortunately, spiritual growth is something that can be attained and measured. The Scriptures clearly outline what the characteristics of a mature Christian are. And possessing these various characteristics sets you apart, or sanctifies you from the rest of the world and establishes you as a faithful disciple of Jesus. And John 13, verse 15, Jesus said, "For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you." And if you consider the context of that passage, you'll be able to determine what the goal of every Christian should be. I'll give you a hint. Paul teaches the same principle in 1 Corinthians 11, verse 1, and Philippians 3, verse 17. Look up those passages and then also look in 3 John, verse 11. You might be able to identify what your responsibility is as a Christian within those passages. Essentially, it is to imitate Christ in your life. Now, new Christians, or even longtime Christians for that matter, should read 1 John chapter 2, verse 15 through 17. There we learn that we are not to love the world or the things in the world. And this indicates we should leave our former behaviors behind and focus more on spiritual and heavenly things. James 1, verse 22 says, "Be doers of the word and not hearers only." It means that we have a responsibility to not only learn God's will, but also fulfill His will. And by doing so, we will develop into mature Christians. Now, accepting our responsibility toward God causes us to be that shining light and that example to others that He desires us to be, which brings glory and honor to Him, as we see in Matthew 5, verse 16. This is God's will for His creation, and it's what pleases Him. So, to reiterate, we cannot be baptized and then do absolutely nothing afterwards. If you do not continually put forth your best effort in trying to please God, then what does it really matter if you were baptized or not? Instead, let's accept the responsibility we have towards God and faithfully serve Him. Tomorrow in day 3's lesson, we'll begin to look at what those specific characteristics look like, and we'll study those. So keep studying and walking faithfully.